We are in Simin Shin Samach Beis. We're up to Sif Ches, and we'll be doing Ches and Tes. Now we get back to the halachas of a mechitza, the regular halachas of a real wall. Paritz Meruba La'omed Aser. A wall where there is more that's down than is standing is not a wall. Eli'im Kain called Piritzim and Pusim Yisholosh Tvishlosh Tvachim. Unless the Piritzis are smaller than three Tvachim, in which case we say Lavud. That means Lavud is considered Sosim. But otherwise, the halacha is what you need is at least omid kaparitz, paritz ka'omid, that should at least be half and fat and half. If it's omid, if it's paritz meruba la'omid, then it's not good. Now, what happens if you have two whole walls and then the third mechitza was paritz meruba? So the halacha is it's not good. It's like it's non-existent. What happens if you have omid meruba on two sides? Meaning, let's say I have two walls, and then this third side is 10 amis wide. I have on one side 4 amis, and the other side 4 amis, and the middle is open. Are we mitzdarif the two omid merubis? So that's a machlokis rishonim. La halacha the Mishnah Berurah paskins that there is tziruf. We are mitzdarif them. Now what happens if you have, say, you have an omid of 4, and then a pirza of 5, and then another omid of 4. The halacha is that omid of 4 is kemanda lesa. It's like it's non-existent. The reason being that the air on either side of it can be mevatalit. We say asi avir the high geese of avir the high geese, and they're mevatalit. The only time that we will count two halves of a wall would be if each half is near the end or close enough to the end in a way that you don't have more airspace between the wall and this mechitza, because then we'd say osi avir da haigise. If there's more avir on the right and more avir on the left, they will together make the wall irrelevant. Now the next thing is the Mishnah Berurah paskins like the Rishonim, who hold that if it's omid meruba mishnei tzadin, it has to be an omid meruba not with lavud. That means it's got to be that it's omid meruba of real mechitza, not just omid meruba of konim and you're counting a sheer lavud. It's got to be real mechitza, and if that adds up to omid meruba and it's from two sides, there the halacha would be that we'd say that they're mitzdarif. Otherwise, not. All of this is on the first three walls. On the fourth wall, we'll see that all you need is a tikkun of a lechi or a korah. Siftes. Poritz ke'omeid mutter. When they're exactly the same, that's mutter. Bein b'shesi, bein b'erev. Whether it's shesi or erev. Now, by the way, in the din of osi avir da haigisa and osi and vavir da haigisa, where on either side you have avir, there the halach is, even if one side of it is equal and the other side is more, together they will be mevatel the mechitza. But otherwise, paritz ka'omid mutter. If you have as much paritz as omid, it's mutter. Bein b'shesi, bein b'erev, whether it's shesi or erev. Now, this halacha of bein b'shesi, bein b'erev, the bir halacha and the Mishnah Berurah point out that there is no such case. Because if you're talking about a mechitza's erev, that means a mechitza of strings. The problem is that if you have omid kaparitz, if you're going to have a paritz ka'omid, then you're going to end up saying an osi avir da haigisa and avir da haigisa. What's the case? Let us say lamashal. I have these strings that go up to 10 tfachim. There's a gap of more than 3 tfachim between the top string and the one under it. So what the string itself is very small. So if I now have a full 3 tfachim over there, I have avir over there, the other side, who knows what the limit is, it's completely open, it's open to the sky, you'll say, I'll see avir da haigisa and avir da haigisa. So it'll be batal. So where do you ever have a case of paritz ka'omid? Paritz ka'omid will not be able to apply, that paritz ka'omid is good, it will not be able to apply to strings. Now further, ubelvat shlo yeh b'makam echad paritz yoseh me'eser. A pirtza of less than 10, as long as it's omid meruba, we call the pirtza a pesach. Once it's more than 10, it's a pirtza. So a mechitzis eser, a pirtza of eser is not called a pesach, and that is going to ruin everything. So let's say you have a wall that's omed meruba la poritz, but there's a pirtz of 10 amis, that's mevatel mechitza. Further, avo ad eser amis mutter mipnei shik shepesach. But if you have 10 tfachim, then that's considered a pesach. And the halacha is then, even keneged the pirtza, you're allowed to be metaltal. With regard to this halacha of eser amis, so what do you do if you have a pirtza of eser amis? That we're going to have to see. But that would be a typical case would be, you have a garden that's surrounded by a fence. A garden in front of your house that's surrounded by a fence. So long as each side is omed meruba, the fact that there are some pirtzes in the fence would not make a difference. You wouldn't have to go put a tzuras ha-pesach over them. Unless you have a pirtza of 10 tfachim, then you really have a problem.